Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
The XFL is new. They had their first weekend of games last weekend. Did you watch any of this? It's crazy. I think the first sort of reaction to it has been fairly positive, but I don't want to speak for Adam Hoag, who is our NFL expert here at WGN. Adam, morning. How are you?
Morning, John. Yeah, I thought it was entertaining, which I guess is the key, because when you're on TV, you're trying to entertain, right? But I am skeptical still.
All right, I'll ask you about that in a minute. But first, the XFL is a new professional football league. It debuted last weekend. How long is the season?
The season is 10 weeks, and there's 8 teams. So you're really getting 4 games every weekend for 10 weeks, and then they'll get to the playoffs with 4 teams who make it, and then there'll be, you know, the XFL's version of a Super Bowl. So overall, you're getting about a 12-week season.
And this is being run by the people that run the WWE, and it's a very gambling-friendly league, right?
Right, and from what I understand so far is when they say gambling-friendly, it's just they're not trying to shy away from it like sometimes the NFL does. If you tuned into the games last weekend, for instance, you saw the game spread on the bottom of the screen as part of the scoreboard.
And the announcers even talk about it, yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, but you know what, to be honest, I think we're getting to that point with all the legislation out there anyway in gambling becoming legal and soon here in Illinois, too. I think most leagues are getting to that point.
Tell me the rule difference. There are many of them, but let's just start with the ones you like the most. I have one that I think is brilliant. What rule difference between the XFL and the NFL do you like the best?
Well, I'll give you one that I honestly think may end up having a huge impact on the NFL, and that is based on what I saw in one weekend. The XFL may have saved the kickoff. The kickoff, for years now, has been considered one of the most dangerous plays in football because players are running with like a 30-yard head start and you're having huge collisions. And, you know, the research and studies show that it is dangerous. And so the NFL has been trying to tweak it by forcing you to line up guys here and only certain amount of guys can line up over here. But what the XFL did is they moved everybody from the kickoff team down to the end of the field where the ball is being returned. And so what that does is it reduces the gap that players are running all the way down, reducing their momentum and creating smaller collisions. But what encouraged me, John, is I thought the returns were still entertaining. So whereas I've always thought that whether it's 3, 4, 5 years down the road, we may end up seeing the kickoff getting banned altogether, I honestly think the XFL may have come up with a solution that keeps it an entertaining play that you can keep in the game.
It's really something to see. So they line up 11 guys or 10 guys and 10 guys, and they're all lined up against each other, sort of the way you set up your electronic Coleco football games on those metal boards, and then they hit the vibrate button and everybody just slams into each other, but they're very close to each other, and they wait for the ball to come over the line, the guy catches it, and then they all go at it. I to be honest with you, I thought that was unique. Now I don't understand the purpose of the kick. To me, you ought to just give the guy the ball on the goal line, blow the whistle and say go, and you'll have a play every time. But, I mean, it sort of makes the point of the kickoff itself sort of not as important to me. But that's just a tweak.
One clarification on that is they did increase the penalty for kicking the ball out of bounds.
Yeah.
So if you kick the ball out of bounds, the other team gets the ball all the way in your territory,
yeah,
which
like
is a
45.
Huge penalty. So I think that kind of addresses the concern that you just brought up and makes the kick still matter.
There's also this. After a touchdown, they don't kick a PAT. They go for a conversion, and there's 3 options. And if you're on the 1-yard line, you get 1 point. If you go back a little further, you get 2 points. And if you go all the way back to the 10-yard line, you can get 3 points. So just think about that. at the end of the game when you're down 6 or 7 points. You have a 1, 2, or 3 point extra point option. Do I have that correct?
You do, and I honestly thought that the coaches in the first week didn't really know what to do. from like even an analytical standpoint, you start getting math involved. What are the chances you're converting from the 2 compared to the 5?
Right.
Is it worth the risk? And I think they were just it was just sort of a guessing game, and they couldn't really figure it out. So we'll see if that improves as the weeks go by here.
Here's just one other thing, Adam, that I thought was interesting in this new league. Not only can you get 1, 2, or 3 points on the extra point, depending on how far back you want to go, which really will play, not havoc, but make interesting the point spreads, right? Because if the over-under yeah. or the spread is 2, but they could go for 3, and they know full well what the spread is, then you think, gee, are the coaches or the players actually playing to the wage, the gamblers? And they absolutely can be. There's no reason. I was about to say there's no reason for them not to. The object of the game is still to win the game. You're trying to amass points strategically, but they're not hiding the fact that there's a lot of money on this, and there's ways to finagle that out on the field. It's fascinating.
Yeah, that is a fascinating topic. I still tend to believe that football coaches are such narrow-minded football people that their focus is going to be on winning the games. But it does create, at least from a viewer standpoint, more. It makes it more interesting than when you start adding up the points and how it can potentially,
right.
like you said, affect the spread or the over-under. And I think that's part of this. Because ultimately, John, this league's only going to be successful if they create reasons to watch. So if you're a gambler, great. But a lot of people still aren't gamblers. And if you're in a city that has one of these teams, and there's only 8 of them, you're not, just because a team gets dropped from the sky for you to root for, you have to really, that's what sports is all about, the passion and really caring. And you have to give these fans a reason to care. And the only way that happens is if you're sustainable for at least 2 or 3 years before you're really going to get those fans to care. And then meanwhile, people like us in Chicago that doesn't have a team, we need characters to root for. We need, you latch on to certain figures in sports, reasons to watch. That's what it's all about. And I think that's really the challenge that the XFL has. So it's great they put up good TV numbers that are comparable to like the NBA playoffs in week 1, but those are going to drop here. And what's going to happen when we're 7 or 8 weeks into the season? And are people really going to come back? They need reasons to keep coming back and watching every weekend.
So, okay, does it help if I do that? So you don't think this is viable?
I think the history shows that it's a huge challenge. Last year they had the AAF. It folded in the middle of the season. It
yeah.
just didn't have enough money. So you got it. These guys who run this league right now have to be prepared to lose money for probably 2 or 3 years before they're going to be able to see any kind of profit. And the old XFL way back in 2001 only lasted 1 year. So did they learn from those mistakes or not? If they're only going to give this 1 year of a run,
Then you're hesitant. Oh, you know what? He just cut out on us, Elif. Okay, thank you, Adam. I appreciate your thoughts. Two other things I like about this league, double passes. They can have 2 passes on a single play and also on an extra point if you intercept, say, the pass on the 2-point or 3-point conversion or the 1-point conversion. You can return it to the other end zone, and you get as many points as that team was going for. So if they're going for a 2-point conversion, you intercept it and run it all the way, and they don't tackle you, then you get 2 points. In the NFL, you don't get that. Just a different way to play the game, and they're playing it this weekend.